This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
What's upset you now?
I can't keep up with, I actually can't keep up with what's going on. Do you know, would you say you know the main storylines of Britain? The sitcom Britain, or the drama, the Britain. You go, sure, you've got to watch it. I go, well, what's going on? Do you know the main storylines? I've been meaning to watch that Britain, Paul. I've been meaning to watch that Britain, but I don't really know what it's about. What's going on? What's going on in Britain?
I mean, what I'm prepared to say is, yes, I do know what's going on. What I'm not prepared to do is to do that now.
Because it's too much.
Yeah, because I just can't be fucking arsed.
Because it's too much then? Because there's so much?
No, not because it's too much. I mean, literally, as I've already said twice, I can't be bothered.
I keep seeing the word Islamophobic.
Right. You don't know what that means.
That's what's going on.
I know what that means.
What's,
right.
Who's being Islamophobic?
No idea.
Who's doing it?
Not me.
Is there a delay? I think there's a delay. Hang on, sorry. I think there's a delay here. There's a Paul, there's a delay. It's definitely a delay. So, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a technical issue. Paul's Wi-Fi is slowing us down.
Yes. Well, it's not slowing us down, is it? It's
it's slowing us down.
Well, is it?
But it's delaying. It's delaying the recording. I mean, I'm not having a go. I'm just saying
I didn't say I'm not that sensitive, Sean. I didn't say you were having a go. I'm just saying
it sounds like you are.
Yeah, I'm not. That's cleared up. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's slowing us down.
It is slowing us down because we had to stop recording. It's literally stopping us. It's slowing us down.
Yeah. I'm not going to go along with that. So if that's the official line, not in my name. there's a technical glitch. That's as much as I'm prepared to sort of stand by. But in terms of it slowing us down,
we had to stop recording.
Yeah,
that didn't slow us down. You don't think
it did slow us down? No, it stopped it.
Wow, I don't think that. As you say, I don't think that's going to fly in court.
It is. I mean, my approach in court is going to be extreme pedantry. Well, it didn't slow us down, did it? It stopped us. There is a difference. You know, if you saw stationary traffic, you wouldn't say that traffic's going slow, would you? You'd go, that traffic is at a complete standstill, or it's a stopped. You wouldn't say it's slowed down.
And therefore, it would be slowing you down.
You know.
It would slow your journey down. This is so mental.
In the bit between us stopping and starting again, we hadn't slowed down, had we? We'd taken a break in recording.
Your journey is going to be slower.
By all means, say that. Say, sorry, due to Paul's internet, we've had to have a break in recording, but I am not prepared to say that it was slowed down.
Insane. you need help.
No, I don't. Absolutely
no, I
not.
Don't. No, I don't. I don't need help.
I don't need help. I'm just stating facts, Sean. Oh, you need help understanding it.
Yes, that's what you're right. That's what it is.
So sorry about that. Due to my internet, we had to take a quick. We had to stop recording, and we have now started again. Because I think, you know, had we have carried on with the internet as it was, it might have caused us to the recording to slow down. But luckily, that didn't happen because we stopped and started again. So yeah, there we are.
So it needs to be brief hiatus. It needs to be fixed. And Mikey is our technical expert, really.
And you're happened is I have recently started recording the podcast in my newly built office, and I am using the Wi-Fi from the house. And most days, that's fine. Some days, as today, it's a bit stormy out there, actually. I don't know what the weather's like where you are. Not you listening, because you're not be listening today. But I mean, Mikey and Sean, I don't know what the weather is like.
You also don't know what the weather is like when they're listening.
No, but I mean, when I say I don't know what the weather is like where you are, I don't want people to look out the window at different weather. Do you know what I mean? You know, they go, well, the weather here is quite nice. You go, yeah, but it's not the same day. You know,
yeah, I'm glad we're recording this on
Monday, the 26th of February. You might be looking out the window. I don't know when this is going out. March the 15th. In which case, you know, what the weather is like where you are is completely irrelevant to this brief bit of podcasting gold. Just back to my original point. Can you stop trying to derail me?
I think you're derailing yourself.
The majority of the time, the internet is fine. Occasionally, can weather affect Wi-Fi, Mikey? I'm going to throw this over to our technic. You think so? That's brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Did you Google that?
Fucking hell.
Good, actually.
Because I think people would like
just
to know.
Just going
to
ask our technical expert. Mikey, can Wi-Fi be affected by weather? Maybe. Brilliant. Okay. thank you very much for that concrete chat. But yeah, well, so anyway.
Here's some facts for you. Weather conditions such as heavy rain, snow, or strong winds can cause signal interference, obstructing Wi-Fi signals and reducing their range and strength.
That would make sense.
Causing for people using Wi-Fi to make a podcast to take a break in recording or to stop recording temporarily and then start again.
But also at the same pace.
Yes. If anything, with renewed urgency.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because, you know, thought wasn't going to be able to do it, now can. So I'm sort of almost, it's that sort of thing of like when you've got a cold and you go, God, I was feeling all right until yesterday. And now it's that sort of thing. It's like, I didn't think I was going to be able to podcast. And now it's a bit of enforced gratitude. I think my coffee's just kicked in.
I think it has. Yes. You're pouring it through your eyes.
Anyway, so.
So Mikey's going to get you a booster.
Mikey's not going to get me a booster. I'm going to get myself a booster.
He's going to send you a link for a booster.
He's going to send me a link, and then I will, based on what the link says, decide whether or not that is the booster for me. But Mikey sort of said that I need to, what is it you said I need to do, Mikey? I need to check that it's going through the electric mainframe.
Well, there's two types of extenders. There's a Wi-Fi extender, so it just picks up the Wi-Fi and then transmits the signal again.
Yeah.
Or there's a power line adapter, and that takes the Wi-Fi signal and then runs it through your mains electricity line. And then
I'm not sure about I don't like the sound of that, I've got to say.
Why?
It just sounds, I don't know, it just sounds scary.
Scary?
Wi-Fi coming through the wall.
It's just a wire.
It's just a wire. That sounds exactly like the sort of thing that someone was trying to do something bad with Wi-Fi through your walls would say to you. It's all right, mate, it's just a wire.
Are you fine,
no problem, mate. Hook it up. What could possibly go wrong?
I am a robot. I have Wi-Fi coming through the walls.
You've gone full dad. I'm not having electrics going through my... I'm not having Wi-Fi going through my electrics. What are Wi-Fi through my electrics for?
Exactly. Fucking Mikey coming around with a fucking rolly hanging out of his mouth. You go, no, it's all right, mate. It's just a wire. I go, yeah, no problem, mate. Hook it up. Then I'll wake up in the middle of the night, my eyes will be like a luminous green. I'll just get out of the bed and just start walking through the house, grab a knife out of the kitchen drawer, start fucking roaming around the neighbourhood. And they go, you haven't had Wi-Fi fitted by some bloke in a beanie hat with a rollie hanging out of his mouth, have you? It's not the beginning of a zombie film. It's all right, mate, it's just a wire. What? How does it work? How does it work?
I'm going to say you're worried about Wi-Fi coming through the walls. If you using
what
an extender, there's actually going to be Wi-Fi coming through the walls. Using the power line adapter, you're not going to have Wi-Fi coming through the walls. It's going to be coming through the ground through your electrical.
You sound like you're trying to sell it like it's your company. Tell you what, mate, if you want it, look, if you want it to go the other way, it will be going through your walls. If you come to me, right, we charge you, it's only 30 quid a month, and you get the Wi-Fi, it's going through the cable. So it's up to you, mate.
I don't
think
enough people know about power line adapters. I think it this is a good.
Oh, God. He's going to set up a stall in Birmingham City Centre.
It's true.
Fucking the end is nigh.
Who knows about a power line adapter? I bet you're using a range extender like a fucking moron. You could have a power line adapter and have a much stronger connection and it will never cut out.
No, mate. You're not using a bloody power extender like a bloody moron, are you? Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
So it's a Google power line adapters. Everyone that's listening, you'll go, oh, great. Thanks, Mike. That's great. Or something.
Well, how many people do you think are using, Wi-Fi extenders, for example? Do you use one at the moment?
No, I use a power line adapter.
Oh, right. But you are boosting your Wi-Fi signal through a means.
Actually, I lied. I don't use one, but I did. I have in the past.
This sounds like a really bad radio ad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's the worst one. Have you heard the fucking radio ad for Octopus Energy? I don't know who the people they've got to do that advert are or where I keep hearing it, but like, it's basically people talking about their experience of the person that phoned them from Octopus Energy. And it is one of the shittest adverts I have ever heard in my entire life. Oh, the lady phoned up. She was lovely from Octopus Energy. We had a nice chat on the phone. And now my electricity has never been better. It's like, mate, have you got a gun to your head? Octopus Energy going around the country holding people hostage. Ow! I spoke to Octopus Energy and I spoke to Lynn on the phone and she gave me a very competitive quote and now my electricity is very good. Fucking, what is this? Can you Google the Octopus Energy?
Yeah, I already have. Octopus is possibly the cheapest energy supplier in the UK.
Oh, God. You sound like one of the people on the advert.
To be fair, Octopus Energy is probably one of the cheapest energy providers in the UK.
Fucking hell, I'm not looking at it. I reckon it sends you into a trance.
Octopus.
Octopus Energy?
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not on Octopus.
Yeah, good point. I mean, they probably
It's the cheapest one.
Is it, though? They all say they're the cheapest one, don't they?
It would be remiss of me to carry on without now confessing that I do have a power line adapter.
Respect.
and it should be in the open that Mikey explained this. I didn't really get it, but the Wi-Fi is coming through the wires as opposed to the air.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that dial-up?
No.
With dial-up, the Wi-Fi was going through.
No, dial-up is when you plug it on the wall. Yeah. That's a good point, actually.
But it's not. No. Dial-up is a different. That's internet going through a telephone line.
Right. What's this then? Surely that the Wi-Fi is the internet, isn't it? Don't tell me Wi-Fi is not the internet. Otherwise, I'm out of here.
Well, no, Wi-Fi isn't the internet. Wi-Fi is the thing. No, Wi-Fi is the thing that transmits the internet through the air. Before Wi-Fi, it was broadband. Just.
Well, where's the internet then?
It's on a server. It's on lots of different servers.
Oh, we caught you out now, didn't we? We caught you out. You don't know what the internet is.
No, I do know what the internet is.
Our energy specialists are the beating heart of Octopus Energy. They work tirelessly to meet each and every customer where they are, offering to help fit their unique circumstances and just being a friendly, reassuring voice in hard times. Sorry.
Are you working for them? Did you just get
a job? I'm just looking at the adverts.
What provider are you with?
Good question. Scottish Power.
You live in England?
Yeah, I know.
How's that work?
Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, does it?
I'll tell you what, Sean. I also
had a pizza on Friday and I don't live in Italy. What a world.
That's, man, you're getting your energy from Scotland. Scottish energy. What's that like?
It's good. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it seems to be doing the job quite nicely. It's been on ever since they started providing it, and until such time that it goes off, I will say it has been a roaring success.
Is there a Welsh?
Who provides your energy?
I don't know. I've got an app that does it for me.
What?
There is an app. This was on the Dragon's Den. The app, you get with the app, and then the app... It constantly finds you the cheapest energy provider.
Are you growing weed?
I wish.
Sounds like the sort of thing that someone has a weed farm. Because I can remember someone I knew let's just go with that, that had a weed farm. And they were kind of siphoning energy off a, off the grid.
How?
It's just like I don't know how. It was like they were stealing energy.
That's what Mikey occasionally does to us. He takes our energy.
Mikey, you might also know the person that knows the person.
I don't know. You could steal energy.
Yeah, however it comes into
energy in what form? Energy in
electricity.
Okay. Okay, so how are they doing that?
No idea. Okay. This was a long, long, long time ago, in a planet far, far away. Hackney, to be precise. Yeah. But it was, I don't know. It was like, where does it electricity come into the building? At what point?
We have really dug ourselves a hole here. Three people talking about power and energy and electricity, and I'm not sure that the three of us. You might be wrong about you, Paul. I'm not sure I'm qualified. So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I got so excited and I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. Patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.